This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Moscow and Pyongyang have confirmed that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will visit Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The highly anticipated meeting with President Vladimir Putin has sparked Western concerns about a potential arms deal that could fuel Moscow's war in Ukraine. A brief statement on the Kremlin's website said Kim's visit is at Putin's invitation and would take place in the coming days. The visit also was reported by North Korea's official KCNA news agency, saying he would meet with Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
Americans looking back at the horror and legacy of 9/11, people gathered right now at memorials, firehouses, city halls, campuses, and elsewhere to observe the 22nd anniversary of the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. Commemorations are planned at the attack sites at the New York City World Trade Center, the Pentagon, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and many other places. President Biden due to join service members and their families at a ceremony on a military base in Anchorage, Alaska. His visit, a reminder that the impact of 9/11 was felt in every corner of the nation, however remote. The hijacked plane attacks claimed nearly 3,000 lives and reshaped American foreign policy. Moroccan rescuers, supported by newly arrived foreign teams on Monday, faced an intensifying race against time to dig out any survivors from the rubble of mountain villages on the third day after the country's strongest ever earthquake. The 6.8 magnitude quake struck the Atlas Mountains late Friday. The death toll is now almost at 2,500. This is VOA News. The Eurozone economy will grow slower than previously expected this year and next. The European Commission forecast on Monday consumer demand suffers from high inflation and the biggest economy. Germany slips into recession this year. Here is EU Commissioner for Economy, Paolo Gentiloni.
Economic activity stalled in the second quarter and survey indicators point to further weakening in the coming months.
Germany, Europe's biggest economy, will shrink 0.4% this year. That's revised down from a 0.2% growth prediction for May. Next year, German growth will also be slower at 1.1%. Spanish Football Federation chief Luis Rubiales quit his post on Sunday after 3 weeks of scandal over allegations he gave an unsolicited kiss to a player on the women's national team as they celebrated their World Cup victory last month. Here's VOA's Joe Ramsey with more.
Rubiales announced his resignation in a statement in which he said his position had become untenable with the Spanish Football Federation. His kiss of player Jenny Hermoso after the World Cup win in Sydney on August 20th had caused outrage among players, government officials, and many in wider Spanish society and raised questions over sexism in sport. His decision comes after a Spanish prosecutor filed a complaint with the High Court against Rubiales on Friday for sexual assault and coercion. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
India and Saudi Arabia have agreed to expand trade and security ties 2 days after their leaders and others attending the G20 summit announced a new railways and port corridor, a deal that will link India, the Middle East, and Europe. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met in New Delhi on Monday and chaired a meeting of the India-Saudi Arabia Strategic Partnership Council. During last week's G20 summit, India, Saudi Arabia, the United States, the European Union, and other countries announced an ambitious rail and shipping corridor that will link India with the Middle East and Europe. Experts see it as an alternative to China's own nation-spanning infrastructure program. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The British scientist who led the team that created Dolly the Sheep, a breakthrough in cloning, has died at the age of 79. Ian Wilmot, he was the head of the team at the Roslin Institute, which cloned Dolly in 1996, the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell. A breakthrough that led to a revolution in scientific thinking. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.